In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Happy Friday. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you, and we got a great show for you to end the week on. We're going to talk a lot about law enforcement, school safety, a lot of different issues. In studio, we have Riley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen. A little bit later, we'll have Jackson County School Resource Officer John Colbert. He's actually, you're wondering, why do we have a Jackson County guy in on In Focus? Well, he's a friend of somebody at this station and happens to be in happened to attend the 9th Annual Kansas Juvenile Officer Association Conference that was in Manhattan this week. So that's why he's in town in the first place. So we'll get a little bit of insight from him. Right now, with Brad Schoen of the RCPD. Brad, how you doing?
Hola. I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good. It's Friday. I got you on the wrong mic.
Yeah, there you go.
There okay. We go. There we go. How are you doing?
Now I'm good.
Now,
are you sure?
Yeah. Well, I'm still watching him turn dials in here. I'm trying to figure it out.
I can hear you now.
Okay. There we go.
It's almost like a Verizon commercial.
Yeah, see, a lot of people want to turn me off, so I don't know what it is with you guys.
Not touching that.
And it's fair week.
It is fair week, and it's a decent fair week.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? I don't know what highs in the 80s, low 90s. I mean, usually you're up there as soon as you step out of the car, you're sweating like a horse, you know. But listen, we've got, by the way, fair week in the interest of, you know, promoting RCPD here. We got a couple of tents up there at a booth set up and got some people up there. There's actually some kind of interesting stuff going on. I don't know what we've got in the left in the way of giveaways, because apparently we got swamped by the kids last night and kind of ran out in the first couple of hours. So we're trying to get some more. But we don't want to just say, I mean, you know, we do some recruitment up there. By the way, if you have an interest in working for the PD as a police officer, corrections officer, a dispatcher, I mean, any one of the myriad of positions that it takes to run
SRO.
The police department. Yep, that sort of stuff. Stop by, because, you know, we got a recruitment event going on up there. But at the same time, to kind of let people know what it is we do, we brought in some of our specialty units to kind of say, okay, these guys do this. Here's what this looks like. Here's some options you got if you get employed by us. I guess I need to apologize for anybody who knew about it ahead of time, but we were supposed to have our crime scene guys up there last night, which everybody finds hugely interesting. I mean, you watch all these crime scene shows on TV. By the way, 90% of what you see is bogus. You know, it is a vital thing that these guys do. Unfortunately, they got called out to North County last night for an event that occurred up there and weren't able to show up. But coming up this week, we have a bomb team. They're going to be up there, tonight. Tonight's Friday. RCPD is a regional bomb team. We have a pretty darn expensive robot that we use. I think it ran like $250,000, but most of it was paid for by the feds, because we're a regional bomb team, and as part of them providing equipment to us, we agree to respond. I think just yesterday, in fact, we sent them to a county up north where they had a suspicious looking thing. It was an old mortar tube, but with, you know, some stuff attached to it, and they didn't really know what it was.
A mortar tube?
Yeah. I don't know where people get this stuff. Who knows if it was brought back from Korea, you know, eons ago, or if it was something a local GI ended up with scavenging onto somehow. But so they were serving a search warrant up there, found that, and of course immediately said, hey, we need some help. So they called down. I said, great, yeah, send our guys up there. But we've got a bomb team, and so they're going to be up there. If you think like robots are cool and that sort of thing, you can go take a look. I'm sure they'll have it up there and be showing you what it does. If you want to drive it, I suspect they'll say no, but but they're not going to let anybody just go tooling around with $250,000 piece of machinery. But they're going to be up there, and they'll be showing you what they can do and why. We got some guys from the jail who are going to be up there Saturday, you know, kind of talking about what it is that goes on in the jail, how it is they do their jobs, you know, that sort of stuff. So you have some interest in that. You know, a lot of people find that interesting. I know when I give tours of the facility, there's two things people really want to see. They want to go into dispatch, because that's kind of the gee whiz thing. You walk in there and you see one dispatcher running five computer screens, and you see maps pop up with patrol cars on it, and then you have another map that'll pop up when 911 rings to show you where the caller's calling from. And they do a lot of stuff, and people are hugely impressed with that. But the other thing they're hugely impressed with is the jail. They just like to see it. They like to know what it is, what it looks like, how it runs.
From the outside.
Yeah, nobody wants to see it from the inside. I mean, well, You'd think they wouldn't, but we have some repeat customers, so they must not mind it that much, I guess. But yeah, people like to see it from the outside, and they find it pretty interesting, all the way from the intake process through the confinement process and how you move through the system and all the doors. And yeah, they just find it interesting. So you may want to stop by. And then on Sunday, we're going to have our canine units up there. We've got two dogs, and the handlers will be up there with them. And, you know, they can talk to you about what they do, show you what they do. They're remarkably well-trained animals, very friendly, you know. So if you want to stop by there and chat with them about that or just take a look at it, they'd probably be doing some demonstrations, that sort of thing. You know, so that might be fun. But anyway, yeah, it's Fair Week. That's the role we're playing in it this year. I'm glad to do it. But the reports coming back to me tell me it's a lot more pleasant to stand around in 80-degree weather than it is 100-degree weather.
A lot better.
Yeah, a lot better.
I don't think we're even supposed to hit 90.
I don't think so. By the way, I also get reports that say the funnel cake is good this year. So
okay.
Apparently bacon maple funnel cakes are all the rage. So snag you one, I guess. Dave, you know anything about those?
Maybe. I haven't been out there yet, but Jennifer Wilson was speaking about it.
She spoke
with us yesterday about it.
I didn't
and they also
yesterday.
Have a cherry limeade
funnel cake. Well, I've heard red velvet as well.
That's been around.
That's old, Brad. Okay, well,
that's been around. I mean, that ship has sailed.
I will defer to the funnel cake connoisseur among us.
You don't subscribe to Fair Food Weekly?
No, I don't. Okay, no. Mm-mm. Sorry.
FFW is a great rag.
Why am I not surprised you would know that? Anyway, so yeah, get up to the fair. You know, the people of the county do a lot of work putting that on. There's a lot of volunteers. The rodeo. I know you guys have been giving tickets away. I don't know any rodeo movie questions. Sorry, I'm not going to win that competition.
I kind of like the idea of this bull fighting thing.
Ooh,
yeah. Yeah, they're doing something different tonight.
Yeah, and they got cowboys that are out in the ring. Basically, it's dodgeball.
Dodgeball.
Doesn't that sound like a better name?
Yeah, it does.
They have to stay in the ring with them for like 45 seconds or something like that.
Like a matador or something without the sword.
Exactly.
That's hardly
hard.
Yeah,
exactly.
Seems like the bull's got the edge there.
I would think so.
Yeah, that might be entertaining to watch.
Mm-hmm. Dodgeball. I like that.
I don't know.
Either takes a lot of guts or a lack of
and I think it's sponsored by Dodge, too, so why not?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
So anyway, get up to the fair. There's lots of good stuff to do up there. We're up there. Stop by if you want to see us. And, you know, in particular, if you got an interest in being employed at the PD, great opportunity to see some of the things we do.
All right. Sounds good. Well, I'll definitely be there Sunday for sure. I'm in a pie tasting. I'm like a judge for a pie tasting Sunday.
You lucky dog.
Yeah. Maybe. I guess. I don't know.
Can you make sure that Nick knows that you may be incapacitated Monday morning?
I will.
Or Sam.
If by incapacitated, you mean wearing his stretchy pants. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not so much that, but because I did like the first pie judging contest, and it was apple pie, and I don't know how many different pies. There was like 28, 29, something like that.
Oh, my Lord.
I was on such a sugar coma.
I can't imagine eating 29 bites of pie.
I mean, it's like instant diabetes.
I'll put Nick and Sam on standby, that's for sure. Let's go ahead and take our first break. We'll come back and talk more with RCP Director Brad Schoen. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
When the need for senior care arises, there's no place like home. Your loved ones should never have to give up living at home. Visiting Angels will provide home care for your mom or dad at home up to 24 hours per day, including personal care, meals,